Blog Talk Radio.
Beer.
Chocolate.
Invisible cola.
Snow. Free goo.
Something.
Forbidden donut. Sacrilegious.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Nothing you like
him. You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name, I'll say you man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No,
I love
no,
giddy up.
When you walk the streets, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares, as you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole. It's written on the rainbow in letters made of gold. Written on the rainbow, there's wisdom to behold. My friend, the little sparrow, flew close enough to see. Written on the rainbow is this philosophy. When you walk the streets, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares, as you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole.
It's written on the rainbow in letters made of gold. Written on the rainbow, there's wisdom to behold.
My friend, the little sparrow, agrees it must be so. Little angels wrote it, so folks on earth would know. When you walk the streets, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares, as you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole. Have no cares if you walk the lines and not the squares. As you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole.
Watch the donut, not the hole.
I'm off to jolly England, where bulldogs all wear pants. Off to Bango Pango, where alligators dance. My friend, the little sparrow, will take me when he flies. Even to the rainbow, to read with my own eyes.
When you walk the street, you'll have no cares. If you walk the line and not the squares, as you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole.
It's written on the rainbow in letters made of gold. Written on the rainbow, there's wisdom to behold. My friend, the little sparrow, flew close enough to see. Written on the rainbow is this philosophy.
When you walk the streets, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares, as you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole. Watch the donut, not the hole.
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour Theme! was a miracle. Well, I must have either misfiled it or not uploaded it, and right at the last second, uploaded it, and it was there, just in time. Another possum miracle. Before we get started, I would like to say, please patronize the recording artists presented in this nonprofit review. I will try my best to mention their names and generate business for the good people that are probably mostly dead anyways. But, you know, I'm going to keep it above board. Welcome to Friday Night Possum. Here on the remains of the Grenache Network, home of the finest in non-profit review radio. I'm covering my ass legally by saying that. I don't make any money, pay money. Can't throw us in the hooscow for that. Alright, also, well, we'll get to that later. Monday nights, it's Possum Hour at 10 Eastern Time, and Friday, it's Friday Night Possum at 10 Eastern Time. And I think all you guys know the drill, because you're the only ones that listen, so, you know, geez, might as well, get on with the show, dear.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Dr. Cake, starting a job tomorrow.
Way to go, Cake.
She's like, Cake, you're like in mountain time, right? Some shit like that, right? You're not even in central, right? I'm not sure. Because then you're like 2 hours. So, yeah, so like it's not 10 o'clock when you listen to Possum Hour. So, might be able to keep her around, I hope. Can't lose Dr. Cake. Be a show without Dr. Cake.
It's
easy mountain time. So, shit, it's only like 8 o'clock. Fuck! Could be in Betty Bye plenty of time. Yeah. Shoot. Alright. You know, guys get a little panicky. Panicky.
Well,
panicky. We're at prime time in mountain time. Big in a mountain.
Yeah. Prime time. We're ready for prime time players.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how was your week?
It was a week.
Had a week there?
Nothing happened. I had a week.
I was pretty non-productive.
Okay, good. I like to hear that.
I did another cartoon. What is a personal shopper, Dr. Cake? I don't know what that is. Okay, she picks out shit for the online orders. There you go.
All right.
Nobody's got to do that.
Yeah.
You don't fly off the
shelf. I thought she was a spy. I like it.
Yeah, I thought too. She's going around making sure they didn't
Retail stores do that.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That sounds like a cool job, man. Oh, all right, Ted. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so I'm supposed to get fingerprinted, right?
Oh, yeah.
Get my FBI clearance and shit. So, I made my appointment for Tuesday. Go barreling down there Tuesday. It's all the way across town, too, of course.
Of course.
You know, it's got to be all the way across town, yeah.
It won't make it easy.
So I get over there, and I'm playing with my gym crack, waiting for it. I always go early. Got an email. Oh, it's from the Census Bureau. Sweetney. Blah, blah, blah. You got to have this ID, this ID, this. I'm like, oh, son of a bee.
I scroll down, I missed. You get the fingerprints?
Yeah, I needed two forms of ID.
Okay, so
I'm scrolling down and I see that I missed an email Monday that told me all that shit. I'm like, yeah. So I go, hey, lady, I'm going to reschedule, okay? So I reschedule for Wednesday. So I put my pants on again. go down there and Wednesday at the appropriate time, 1:30 this time. Figured I'd give myself some sleep. this other lady had a 1:30. Yeah, just let me see your thing. Okay, look right here. 1:30. He goes, yeah. June 10th. So, I rescheduled for next Wednesday.
All across town.
So two trips across town. That's more driving than I've done all year so far. It was really weird, too. Like, it felt strange to be driving somewhere. I mean, I've only been going around the neighborhood. I hadn't gone on the big roads or anything. That was some weird shit.
Oh, what was the cartoon you started to say you had, you drew?
It's this guy, and his ideas are not...
I know.
And I'm trying to punch him up. This one was Bobo's leaving the White House and Creepy Joe's saying, don't forget your clubs. Not real inspiring. Won't be going on Facebook.
No.
Not that way. Although that was my first Biden picture. If he ends up winning, I'm set.
Okay.
Although there's no creature on earth more fun to fucking fuck up than the president himself, of course.
Oh yeah.
I didn't realize Monday what level of insanity that shit was. Outside the White House Monday, but holy cow. What more can you say?
Out there?
Yeah. They're gassing people so he can walk across the road and hold up a fucking Bible for the cameras and not do anything but stand there and look like a dope. Jesus.
Trying to find the title of the book. Or was it? There was no title on it. I wanted to hold
it was
up
not a photo op.
Bible.
Yeah. It was not a photo op and nobody was gassed. Weirdness, man. Weirdness. So, did you know we're getting another stimulus check?
Something came across, you know, and I wasn't sure whether I read it right or not, but yeah, we might be, huh? Is it, or what?
Bogey got his in the mail today, man. Another $1,200.
Good, he got another second one. All right, good. Yeah, I seen it in a joke meme, and I wasn't sure, whether to take it seriously or not.
Yeah.
Good, son of a gun.
There it is. And I just put my check in the other day. It's my other one. So
okay.
I'm this is all working out.
Good
for the chief.
I can use that.
I got to pay my property taxes coming up. This and that.
Cigars ain't cheap.
neither are mine. You know what I mean? You got to pay cash for those cigars. Whenever Uncle Bobo, our esteemed chosen one, has an event, he has a playlist of crappy 70s hits that he loves. And this is amongst them, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think he realizes that the Village People's Macho Man is a song about gay guys working out in a gym.
It's just really amongst his favorites. I imagine it is.
Oh yeah, that's like the opening number on the
music. Yeah,
that's the opening number on it. I swear, I'm not making that up.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
That's and then he ends up with that dopey. He ends up with this one. Here we go. This one. No, that ain't it. That ain't it. Where's the one? The blow up. God bless the USA.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here it is, this one.
There ain't no doubt I love this man. God bless the USA.
Every time I pay attention to the idiot because, you know, it's like a car wreck. You can't look away. And every time that thing plays at the end and he's marching around looking so proud and he's smiling and clapping, I hear the shemp going, whoa, 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 whoa. So, there is a God. All right. His name? Fizbin. No. Macho Man.
Yeah.
It's about gay guys in the gym, which is fine if they want to do what they want to do. I got no truck with that.
Nope. I think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, there you go. Dr. Cake, it's the best song about gay guys working out in the gym. You are correct.
Yeah, okay. That's a good way of saying it. Out of all the songs about gay guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to blow it up anyway because the gay guy in chief deserves it. Yeah, fucking calling out the army on people. He left to call out the army on his own fucking people. This guy is insane, man. He's fucking certifiably insane. Oh, we already blew up Macho Man. All right, blow it up again.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, this one's even worse. I think this is almost qualifies as a 3 minutes, but it's only a minute and 46 seconds.
Colgate Consumer Affairs.
Yes! I've got your Colgate toothpaste, the one with tartar control, and it made me feel like a piece of shit! This is bullshit! Fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
Pull the string.
Destroy the earth as you leave.
No! 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 No!
I got to be a macho man. I
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. Woohoo. Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Diddy.
Uh-huh.
I had my first role, my new role. We opened a show with the immortal Burl Ives. And on a really hot day, he's Boyle Ives. Now, see that. And then... we had the Rocking the Bullwinkle music by the Rocking Bullwinkle gang band.
Yeah.
And that was Billy and the Boyners.
Billy and the Boyners.
Of course, the Village People getting blown up. I can't find the other one we blew up.
I like Billy and the Boyners when they were known as Death Harmony.
Boils and Ives. Boyle Ives. Shoot, man. Oh, yeah, Ted. You want to bark?
Hey. There you go. He knows what time it is.
You're a sweet face. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. We need better music than this. Okay, we're getting better music. I think this is better.
Here's the green, will you?
There you go. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge. Left over from our chicken show, it's Chicky Cheeks.
All right, Chicky Cheeks. Sweet
Cheeks.
Out. There you go.
That was a good one, Ted. That was a good one. Good to have you with us. Sweet Al.
Sweet Al.
And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Yeah. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
She's
going to join the legions of chumps and suckers tomorrow morning. Congratulations. Say congratulations. Oh.
There you go.
All righty. And they're returning from a trip around the galaxy. Yeah. But the milk carton always brings them back.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Right? Ford Prefect. One and only.
Ford Prefect.
The man knows where his towel is.
Uh-huh.
Lemon curry. Okay.
He was next missing an action for towel day.
Yeah. Right, Ted? yeah, he was eating at the restaurant at the end of the universe. And he couldn't pay his check, so he had to wash dishes for... Hey, Ted. Okay. And there's other people's eyes, our old pal Ope.
Other people's eyes. Ope.
He's a good guy. He's a really nice guy. Yes. And he puts up with our blasphemy, which I appreciate.
Yes. He's the peach.
oh, yeah, that stimulus check, right?
Yeah.
Another 12... $100.
Good,
nice,
good,
right?
Good. Yes. Yep.
I remember. Back in the old days, back when I first got on Facebook, you know, and you were like all happy to see all your old friends from high school and shit, you know. And you're like,
yeah,
this guy, and you friend him, and then you realize, oh my God, I turned into a right wing fucking maniac. What the fuck?
And
this one guy, Jesus Christ, people on food stamps are filth. They're animals. They're filthy animals. You know,
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, dude, I took food stamps for a little while, you know, and had a baby at home and needed the help, man.
Jesus
it's no
Christ.
Big deal. Well, if that cocksucker buys a steak with his stimulus check, fuck you, motherfucker. Go fuck
yourself. Exactly. Someone
piece
probably doesn't need it.
I'm sure he took his fucking check. Bought steaks. And whipped cream and hard-boiled eggs, stuff like that.
Two hard-boiled eggs.
newborn. Yeah. All right. Ready, Ted? One more.
I hear you. I hear you.
What are you doing with your tongue? Yeah. There he is, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Yeah.
That's
thank
right,
you,
Ted.
Ted.
There
thank
you go, baby.
Thank
good
you,
job,
too.
Buddy. You good kiddo. That's it. No more, because you're
he's
too fat.
He's a nice beast.
He's a good boy. All right, and there they are. Exactly, Ford. It's, I mean, you know, I'm not proud of the taking of food stamps, but fucking damn glad they were there when I needed them. Yeah, fuck. All right, well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Possum Lounge!
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver. Steaks.
And charge the taxpayers. Charge the taxpayers for the drug testing all these people.
Oh, and that, well, that was the point. They tried that in a couple states, and it was just a fiasco. They caught like four people, and it cost them more than they were paying out in food stamps. And, of course, I think it was the governor's wife ran the company that did the drug tests. So, you know, nothing corrupt there. He's fucking
such a
guy.
Corrupt
they think
world.
We was born yesterday in there, Professor. They think we was born yesterday.
Them's wrong.
What am I, Minsk from Pint? They talk like my foot's asleep over here. The hell with these guys. All right, time for a donut quickie.
Oh, good.
I like Dunkin' Donuts. It tastes so good. I go there every day to buy myself some food. I like Dunkin' Donuts. Their donuts are the best. Let's all go to India and have a donut fest. Dunkin' Donuts. Oh yeah, Dunkin'. Let's go to that donut fair. One, two, three, four, more. 5, 6, 7, 8. Who do we appreciate? India!
National Donut Day.
I'm becoming a Dunkin' Donut junkie over here. I'm picking up a dozen practically every day. Oh, yeah. I never used
man,
to like that stuff.
I
was never really into any kind of sweets, but now all of a sudden I need it.
You see Ford and Ope over here talking stocks? What are these guys? Fucking Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan?
Yeah.
What the hell? I ain't got no stock. You got any stocks, Gumby?
I recently pulled it out.
Oh, did you? I've never had any stocks. I've made a large investment in adult beverages over the years, but so far the only dividends it's paid is happiness.
That's it. I'm going to invest what money I have in the Maddox 3000 penis enlarger.
I'm saving up for one of them. I want one of them giant cock toilets that the former acting attorney general invented and patented. That's a true story. We actually had a guy in our government that patented a toilet for guys with giant cocks so that their cocks won't hit the water when they sit down to shit. Look it up in a patent office. This is true.
I'm trying to ask it.
Cock toilet. He was the
That's
bald guy.
That's probably his way of picking up chicks. You know, hey, look what I eat patenting because, hey. You know, I need one myself.
Sporting a cock toilet over here. So he was the guy that right before Attorney General William Barr Sinister over there came in. John Oliver did a thing on the cock toilet.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't remember what the name of the toilet was. I'm sure we talked about it. You want one more treat, Ted? You want one more treat? I think he wants one more treat. Want one more treat? Okay. One more.
You say that's a stupid question.
One more. Well, you know what they say about the donuts? Keep your eye on the donut, not on the hole.
Yes. That's where I've been fucking up more my whole life. Now I know.
That's a good way to. It's a good way to knock them up and. Then you're in big trouble. Okay, Ted. You're a jerk. I love you. He's a stupid dog. All right. We've been doing this show for what? 14, 15 seasons now? 20?
About that.
25th? 22nd?
Somewhere around there.
Oh, my. I've learned over that time. There, you know, you try to save your Yoko Ono moments, you know, for special occasions, but you never, ever subject your listening audience to Bob Dylan. It's an infamy.
Yeah. You know, I agree with that.
I mean, you would think Yoko would be number one on the list. No. It'll be Yoko now and again's okie doke. You got your 3 minutes.
Every now and again.
But Bob Dylan. No. That, don't play Bob Dylan and don't blow up Elvis. These are the two things I've learned over my tenure.
But if you blow up the Beatles.
Yeah, blow up the Beatles. We've done that, haven't we? Blew up McCartney a couple times.
Yeah.
Sir Paul. Try to take it easy on George. I like George.
George over there.
I like George. He's real George. And,
real George. Real George.
Where are we at? Oh, okay. Here we go. 3 minutes is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very special 3 minutes tonight because it's 3 minutes long.
Yes.
But first, you know, it's Donut Day, National Donut Day. You know what else it is today, kids?
What else is it?
Banana Splits Day!
Hey! All right. You gotta have some splits.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
Catch
who knew they were?
Were they at Woodstock? I gotta look that up.
Yeah,
I gotta look that up.
Man. They opened for Hendrix.
I think they were.
Yeah, they opened for Hendrix.
Pretty sure they were.
They always opened for Hendrix.
Yeah. Well, they everyone was seeing them after they were doing the Brown Acid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then there was that. They were Bob Dylan's backup band, and that's when it. When they went south, man.
Yeah.
after that, this wasn't fun anymore.
Then they got into drugs.
What else we got here? Everything's changing, man. It's a really weird time to be alive.
Yes, it is, sir.
The old plane of recognition. Aughts and pandemics. Oh, yeah. I put up that joke status about the ads on Facebook. I'm really kind of serious about that, man.
Yeah.
Because, like, these fuckers read your mind or whatever, however the fuck they do it, and they find out what you really want and desire, and then they show you ads for it. And I don't have money for shit like that right now. It's only necessities, you know. It's just no out of budget things.
So your stimulus check is going to go right to what, Dr. Pants or whatever they're pushing on you? What are they pushing on you?
Well, it could be the dandelion puller. the weed thingy, the digger weed thingy. There's two garden tools I'm like just eyeing up. I'm salivating over.
I'm still getting shower curtains. 2 years ago, I ordered two shower curtains, and now they're bothering the fuck out of me. Come on, I only got two bathrooms.
It's like when I bought the paper cutter online, and I got paper cutter ads for a year, and it's like.
Yeah. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
I just bought a paper cutter.
How many do I need?
I don't think I'm buying another paper cutter for the rest of my fucking life. You know.
Are we allowed to upgrade? Can I mail back to you for this other piece of shit? Is that how it works?
Shit. Well, and then there's some nifty Hawaiian shirts. And the stuff that goes on your window you can't see in, you can see out.
Okay.
And I was thinking of putting it on backwards so I can't see out, but people can see in. Kinky. Like a reverse people type thing.
They get me with the Hawaiian shirts, man. I love those shirts.
Oh, man. That's a fucking killer Hawaiian shirts, man.
Yeah.
And, I mean, nothing covers up my ugly blubber better than a big old Hawaiian shirt, you know. I need all I can get. All right. 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes. Shall we spin the wheel there? Spin the wheel.
Yeah. Spin that wheel. I feel confident.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
All right, everybody.
We had it.
I want to reward everybody for the lovely job we all did during the pandemic. We spent the last 3 months cooling our heels, losing money.
Yes.
Fuck, man. I've become a full-blown alcoholic, I'll admit it. My name is Commodore Decker, and I drink beer all fucking day. I'm really looking forward to having some work so, like, you know, could match a few sober days up together. That said, tonight's as your reward. Oh, as your reward for being so cooperative during this emergency. Oh yeah, and then if you're an American, a USA, United States guy, we're also like, you know, have riots in the streets on top of the pandemic. So,
Oh, yeah.
We're doubling down over here. Plus, we got an insane man in the White House, man. Nice,
huh?
He's insane. I think it's gonorrhea or something like syphilis, like gone unchecked. Something like that.
No.
So, tonight's 3 minutes has nothing to do with any of that.
Yes.
Pure escapist entertainment, folks.
We need it.
Really going out with her?
I don't know.
Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your firm.
By the way, where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
She turned around and smiled at me You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat. My folks were always putting her down.
Down, down.
Because our laundry came back brown.
Brown, brown.
I don't care if they think she's bad. I fell in love cause she looks so sad.
I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
Dang it. My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
Tell my baby we're through.
Gonna drive right into town. I don't care if my shirts are brown.
I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
When I finally got there, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt and the funny look in her eyes. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out!
Dang it. I felt so messy standing there.
Messy standing there.
My daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Tenderly I kissed her goodbye. Picked up my clothes, they were finally dry. But I won't forget your love, oh leader of the laundromat.
I got too into the thing. I missed my cue. Damn it.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie.
May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
I did not know laundromats had leaders. It's interesting.
That's what threw me off there, and I missed the cue because you wrote, "What is the leader of the laundromat?" And I'm going, I don't know. What is the fucking leader of the laundromat? And then it goes, vroom, vroom. What's that about?
Yeah.
And that's why it's. That's why it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
It's straight out of the Dada movement. I like that. It makes no sense. I love it.
That
the whole
was
song
the.
The whole song was built around the Joker saying, "Who's that banging on the piano keys?"
That was
we
the.
We need something to go around that joke. So. Laundromat, yeah, go with that.
That was the immortal, the Detergents. So that was the band, the Detergents.
That was a nice little Denny. I liked it.
Leader of the Laundromat. Vroom, vroom. Okay. Okay, this is kind of neato. First let's do the feel-good story of the week.
All right, we need one. We need one.
This comes from north of the border there in Canada.
Oh, okay.
British Columbia. A woman was overwhelmed with relief when a wallet she lost at a, get this, Walmart was returned with its contents, more than 5 G's in cash, still intact.
She has over 5,000 in her wallet.
Yeah, she was. She runs two cannabis. Well, she's got two cannabis stores. It says it had 7,000 Canadian currency and 7,000 in Canadian currency or $5,211 in U.S. currency.
Well,
and
still,
that was from these two cannabis stores she has. Well, hell, man. Selling weed is it's good business. That's what you got to invest. No, Ford, a good investment I heard was not weed, not the weed companies, but the chemicals they use to grow the weed. That's the big thing. Ah.
Right. Yeah, I heard that. A customer told me that.
Oh, here's some more good advice. Don't take advice from me on stocks.
I tell you one thing, Walmart's a hell of a lot different in Canada than it is here.
Oh, you got that right.
That would have been gone.
She said she called the store. An employee answered, and he said, "Don't worry, it's in our safe." Oh God! One employee's found it, turned it in. Lord Almighty, she was lucky. She goes, "This is way more than luck. This is angels at work."
Uh-huh.
And it happened to be this guy. He was my angel that night. He's an unsung hero.
There you go.
What was this guy's name? His name. Ralph Buisine. Manager.
Ralph Buisine.
All right, man. Let's give him Ralph Buisine a big round.
Give that man a cigar.
Wait a minute.
We gotta get another one. We gotta get another one.
Easier said than done. Here it is. Get it!
Give that man a cigar.
There you go. Official now.
That's a rarity.
Bowl of cherry.
That is beyond.
Okay.
Luck.
Yeah. Well, that happened to me. my lucky night, I lost my wallet at Kroger's and I called up and, I said it's a tri-fold wallet with a plaid interior where the bills are, my name. Oh, yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
It's the same night my son's house burnt down that night. So, lucky for me. Not so much for him, though, and I'm sitting around going, I can't believe they had my wallet. Isn't that the greatest thing ever? And they're like, they're all traumatized from the fire. It was a weird night.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, I know your house burnt down and all your possessions, but I got my wallet back.
I got a card in there for a free hoagie.
My Subway card's in there, man. Hey, what are you gonna do, man? Gotta make a living. It's only the ex-wife, it is my son, but it's only a second.
Yeah.
I gotta see. I haven't seen him in fucking 3 months, man.
No shit.
I haven't seen number one son probably longer. I'll see him tomorrow. He's dropping his dog off. They're going to an Airbnb for the weekend.
Oh, really?
Grand Piano. What the hell is an Airbnb anyway? Anybody know?
You got me.
They like float? They hover above the ground? What is this air part? B&B, I know, is bed and breakfast. You go, you stoop, you eat. What's the air? What's the air part?
Yeah, I've been on that one. Never heard of it.
Well, I'll tell you, Ford, he said, I hope your son remembered to grab his wallet. Well, and he's a great kid. He was a hero that night. He grabbed his mother and dragged her out of the house, you know.
Yep.
Took care of business, man. I was really proud of him, man. He's a good boy. Good man.
Yeah.
His mom.
That's a scary fucking thing, man.
His mom. Well, that's been one of my biggest fears. His mom was doing that stupid thing they do on TV. Here, and right. I saw him do it on Rifleman the other day. There's a wagon on fire. Somebody grabs a blanket and starts hitting the fire with the blanket.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's one thing
I
you
did
don't
that one
want to
time.
Do.
I did it that time.
Did it put it out?
My toaster.
Well,
the toaster, though.
That's a good way to just fan the flames, man. I mean, unless you soak the towel in water first, it's a good way to fan the flames. So she was basically just fanning the flames in there trying to put it out. He just grabbed her and drug her out onto the front lawn. And the rest is history. And, boy, you picked the right person to be in a fire with, because she's the most tenacious person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
And she got more back from the she probably got a couple other people's insurance money too, you know.
Nice.
I think that's the best part about being married to her, man. When shit would be up like that, I'd be like, sick 'em. Go take care of my life work over here. Give her the scent, you know, put the scent on her nose. It's over, man.
That is good.
All right,
man.
Airbnb. Thank you, Chicky Cheeks. Airbnb was conceived after its founder put an air mattress. Oh! Airbnb is a shortened version of original name, vacation rentals on Airbnb. So they have
online.
Air mattresses?
I'm looking at it too, but I don't see anything about air mattresses. American online marketplace company based in San Francisco, California.
Hmm. I don't know, man.
Oh, here you go. Someone
asked
waterbed. Point blank what it is. Let's see what they say. Nothing.
Whoa.
They said bed and breakfast.
You'll get bed and no breakfast. Ford's bed and breakfast, just bed and get the fuck
it's
out.
It's an online marketplace which let people rent out their properties or share rooms to guests.
Oh, okay.
Airbnb.
So that has nothing to do with air.
Like 3%. No. I guess it means online and on the air. Something. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
It's weird. Man.
So I could make this shithole an Airbnb.
There you go.
Sleep out in the shed. All right, here we go. Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes.
Ooh, God. This man drank an entire liter of lemon juice in under 17 seconds for the world record.
Oh, lemon juice.
16.53 seconds. He said he kept throwing up after finishing the juice, but his stomach discomfort only lasted until the next day. Oi! This guy, what's his name? Rush. David Rush. He's from Idaho. And I guess, you know, other than growing potatoes, they must have nothing to do out there in Idaho.
Yeah, exactly.
This was his 150th Guinness World Record. So,
yeah.
I just saw this before, so I didn't have time. They don't have a... I don't think so. I mean, you can... You might get a couple of free beers here and there.
Yeah. Just... Right, something to brag to people, bring, carry around that fucking book all around, say, hey, look at me.
David Rush. I'm going for one of them fat guy records, I think.
Well, it's the fattest guy that ever lived. It was the anniversary of his death the other day. I forget, he was like 1,700 pounds, something like that.
I'm closing in, man. I'll get there.
Gotta get your steps in, Commodore.
It's a world record beer consumption.
What else you got to do?
I know, and it's. I keep thinking, fuck, man, I'm gonna get in trouble drinking all this beer, not doing anything, and then I think, no, I'm doing exactly what they told me to do. Stay
That's
home,
right.
Do nothing.
That's right. You're a good citizen, sitting home drinking beer.
A fucking hero.
Uh-huh.
And thanks to the good folks at Molson Breweries. All right. A wife bought her husband a lottery ticket, an Australian man, and it turned out to be worth 350,000 big ones.
Nice. Yeah.
That's it. Just a fun story.
All right. That's a good one. Good to hear.
Congratulations to the Aussie. Yeah, here's a joke. Why can't you trust Adams?
Why can't you trust Adams? Okay, why?
They make up everything.
Ah, there you
it's
go.
A science
Doesn't
joke.
Matter. There you go. We're in the science now, right? I keep forgetting. Are we in the science now?
Yeah, we love science.
Ow!
I love science.
There you have it.
All right, let's do this one. Right? Okay.
Huh?
All right, let's do this one. These are some of the weird things you can get at McDonald's from around the world. Now, if I was ever fortunate enough to go around the world, the last fucking place I would go is fucking McDonald's.
I think you are incorrect there.
I'm prefacing it with that explanation. So if you went to a McDonald's
in the
Philippines,
if you went to Korea, you want to go to McDonald's.
Well, according to this article, maybe you do, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You go in the Philippines, you can order mixed spaghetti.
Mixed spaghetti.
It doesn't even have a good rhyme to it. It should be McGetty or something. McGetty.
Yeah.
But it's mixed
McGetty
spaghetti.
Better.
And it's served in a bowl.
Still gotta throw Mick on it.
Actual bowl. In Singapore, you can get the chicken curry breakfast burger. That looks pretty fucking good. It's like on a bun. It's got the curry chicken and a big egg and a cheese, slice of cheese. Yeah.
All right.
These are weird. Germany, they sell Camembert donuts.
Camembert donuts.
Yeah, and it's cranberry dipping sauce.
Uh-huh.
Cranberry dipping sauce. Where's this one at? Oh, Japan. Roasted sesame Ebi burger.
Ebi?
Is that the shrimp? Shrimp, some kind of
sounds
shrimp.
Like a, it sounds
Ebi.
Like a shrimp.
Ebi.
Sounds like a shrimp burger.
Ebi. 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 Burger. Should be a Mick Ebi. Ebi. This one.
Yeah.
I thought it was really fucking weird. Hong Kong sausage and egg twisty pasta. Like a bowl of pasta with an egg and a hunk of sausage. And a broth. The fuck?
Hey, shit.
Yeah, that's weird.
I wonder if I don't know if I went to McDonald's when I was in Hong Kong.
In Japan, they got, back to Japan, they got the Ikasumi burger. That's the one that has, is on the black bun.
Yeah.
Pretty disgusting. Over to Singapore for the creamy herb chicken pie. Oh, that's kind of neat. That's like a hot pocket.
That sounds good.
It's like a hot pocket. Hot pie, hot pocket. And the scrambled egg burger from Singapore again. So, oh, we'll end it on this one. This is disgusting. Japan, again, the McChocolate potato. And that is a plate of crispy, savory French fries covered in chocolate sauce.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about that one either.
Good eating. Good eating. Well, everybody,
I don't know.
Bon appetit.
Interesting stuff.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go round. Talk about this trouble, it's crying thin. Ride a painted pony, let your spinning wheel spin. You got no money, and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talk about your trouble, you'll never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find a directing sign on the straight and narrow? Ride a painted pony and let your spinning wheel fly. Ha! Trouble by the
riverside. Ride a painted pony and let your spinning wheel fly. Grab a painted pony and let the spinning wheel fly. Let the spinning wheel fly. Spinning wheel, do its own thing and fly. Wow. Thank you, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. You want an eye for your beer?
All right, break it up.
You want some sugar in your eye. Yeah, that was the immortal Sammy Davis Jr., man.
Sammy
Is there anything that man could not make better? He would touch things. He was like the Midas of entertainment. Touch it. Turns to gold. Turns to gold.
You are correct, sir. You are correct.
Fucking Sammy. Greatest entertainer
ever. Sammy.
I was privileged to be alive while he was doing his thing.
That's right.
You go on any show, big or small, didn't matter. You know, come on, he'd be Sammy. He'd be all fucking cool. Bring it every time. The Mike Douglas show, Podunk show. Hey, here's fucking Sammy. Local show. Hey, Sammy is here, you know. He had a lot of debts. He spent a lot of money. He wasn't good with his money. He had to work. But, you know, he earned every dollar.
Lucky for us. Lucky for us.
Mm-hmm. That's one for Elvis Rothfarb over there.
Oh, which, incidentally, Elvis Rothfarb's going to be on the Mars Eminence Front Radio.
Excellent. Oh, do you have
there
a plug,
you go.
Sir?
Well, that's it.
That's it? That's the plug?
That's
all right.
It. That's it, yeah.
Eminence Front Radio tomorrow
Ford.
Morning.
I hope Ford's going to make it.
Yeah, man. Tomorrow. 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Everyone misses you, Ford. Only MFers miss you.
Oh, we missed you over here, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gravy.
That
Ellen Head Smith
that
doesn't know what
to do
without
you. Don't ever big. That nickname I'm giving them.
What's
Eminence
that?
Front Radio. Eminence Front Radio.
What's that?
I call them MFers.
Oh, MFers. Yeah, well. And it has a ring to it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about one more ode to the donut?
Ode to the donut. Yes.
Ode to the donut.
Donut day.
Drying the donut, not the hole.
Well, I went out to grab a bite to eat the other day, and I walked pretty far to get to my favorite restaurant. Let me see, I walked about 19 blocks. And I got there, and I realized I forgot to bring my wallet. I had no money whatsoever. And I was starving. I didn't know what I was going to do. I couldn't go all the way back home and get my money. It was way too far. And just then, I noticed, sitting on the ground right in front of me, a nice, shiny nickel. I picked up the nickel and I thought, now I could get some lunch. But then the thought struck me, where am I going to get lunch for a nickel? Not many places sell things for a nickel. And I had another problem. This nickel was not an ordinary nickel. The nickel had a hole running right through the middle of it. So now I not only had to find lunch for 5 cents, I had to find lunch for 5 cents with a hole in the middle of it. I thought, how am I going to do this? How am I going to pull it off? But a great idea came to me, and I hatched a brilliant plan. And I tell you what I did. Well, I walked around the corner and I walked around the block. I walked right into a donut shop and I picked up a donut and I licked off the grease. I handed the lady my 5 cent piece. Well, she looked at my nickel and she looked at me. She said, this nickel is no good for me. There's a hole in the middle and it goes right through. I said, lady, there's a hole in the donut too. So thanks for the donut, toodaloo.
That's a beauty. That is a beauty, Monkey.
Is everybody happy?
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, this was a hell of a week. They stood on that guy's neck and everything. Memorial Day. And everybody's been out protesting ever since, man. And it's a good thing, because shit, they finally got the, they charged all those assholes that were with all the cops. They all got charged.
Yep.
Probably not bad enough. They'll probably get off, though, but, you know. But hey, the protest did some good. People are they're changing. There's people, they're paying attention. I don't know. Yeah, Buffalo, New York, that guy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But
that could have been you or me,
before.
Bud.
We had this whole riot
what?
Before and everything.
I know.
It's just going to keep happening.
Well, I think people are fed up this time, man. They're sincere about it, man. This isn't a joke.
Yep.
It ain't a joke. I've changed. So hopefully this does some good. Where was I going with that? Yeah, so, you know, peaceful protest, good. Looting, bad.
Yeah. Because it takes away from the actual protest.
Well, I tell you what, I know, like I said, I know Abe goes down there and they march, and I know everybody I know that goes down there, they're there to march and make a point, not to make trouble. Troublemakers.
Exactly.
That's why they don't let me come with them, because I'm a troublemaker.
Oh, yeah. Got that rep.
Anyhow, I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool if there was like a protest polka, right?
Ooh.
To wrap
Ooh,
up
yeah.
the week, you know, kind of put a cherry on the
please
top.
Please tell us you found one.
Banana split there. Of this fucked up week. Well, this is a beautiful fucking piece of music. This is one kid, you know, how they do the videos now. They play all the instruments, you know, and all that. Kid's name is Nathan. Nathan Newman.
Newman.
Oh, I believe I forgot. I forgot to mention Randy Kaplan. Gave us that donut quickie. I'm trying to name all the names. All
right.
So this is Nathan Newman. Excuse me. And the lyrics of this polka are adapted from Martin Luther King Jr., St. Teresa, and the Bible.
Oh, okay. It's a Holy Trinity.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Where do you stand?
loving your actions.
Man, that was fucking beautiful. That's best. I think that's my favorite polka we ever played on this show.
I like it. Yeah, I want it more.
It's beautiful.
How come they're going through so quick?
It's fucking beautiful. You know why? Because that's why they're good. Because they're quick. Because polka, you know, nobody wants to sit around and listen to polka.
That's true. That's true. You got that right. You're saying why? It's too long.
But it was a great message. I just said, we probably don't have time for this. I just saw this one thing that was kind of funny. The chosen one.
Yeah.
His campaign sent out a call on Twitter Thursday for people to film and send in videos wishing the president a happy 74th birthday on June 14th. The campaign promised to show him the first 500 responses tonight.
Okay.
Just so I mean, I don't even need to go. Do I need to go any further with that? Do I need to go any further? No.
Now you tell us. Now we're not going to be the first 500. Thanks, Detector.
I'm sure the 500 people got there ahead of us. We did the job. Man. This guy's fucking
Christ.
Insane. He is fucking in fucking sane. He's a loony.
You got that right.
Loony. You must go. Come on. Beam him up.
I tell you.
All right, man. Thanks for coming.
Three generations from now watching documentaries on this asshole.
I can't even imagine. I think it'll be like the last pandemic. History's just going to kind of like, let's try to forget about this and let's, you know, just walk away and let it fester and go away. And we're okay
like,
over here.
We're going to treat it like that Dallas season. It was all a dream. Never happened.
A dream, nightmare. Hey, what's the difference between friends, right? Alrighty. Thanks for coming, everybody.
What are...
Molson Canadiens. Well, you can't go wrong when you plant a Sammy Davis Jr. poon in the middle of your show.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right or am I right?
You are correct there.
That brings Donna Haas. Water for cake. Gargle blasters for Ford. Ford, welcome back. We missed you, buddy.
Welcome back.
Ope, it's good to see you as a regular these days. Loving that.
Yeah.
And, of course, the ladies. Can't forget the ladies.
Cheeky cheeks.
Cake. Good luck on the job.
Nice,
Dr. You. Cake.
Yes.
Bosun.
Best of luck.
Canadian.
Whatever.
All right, man. Shoot.
Good job.
You're going to have to get the fuck out of Dodge, boy. Okay. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize!
Q?
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!